Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. Today is April 2nd. I'm LP Tiger. Time for the daily. Let's get to it. Rocket League is boosting the quality of their game on the Switch. Following an update releasing tomorrow, players will be able to access a video quality option, which will give the choice between performance or quality. Performance will provide the setting that is currently used on the game, which focuses on a continuous 60 frames per second with dynamic resolutions. Choosing the quality option will provide a 30 frames per second option, but resolutions will be at a solid 720p in handheld mode and 1080p in docked mode. There will also be some added fancy graphical differences when using the quality option. The next edition of the Nintendo Power Podcast was released a few days ago with some Nindies developer interviews from Suda51, creator of Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, and Clay Entertainment, who's developed the upcoming Mark of the Ninja remastered. There's also some E3 teasing from Bill Trinan from the Nintendo Treehouse. You can give them a listen on Nintendo's YouTube website, but as always, don't forget to come back for seconds. Speaking of E3, I've recently been practicing for the upcoming Splatoon 2 World Championship qualifier, which happens on April 21st. Although I don't plan on winning the event, I'm a sucker for competitions and plan on doing my best. Along with my girlfriend and two other friends, we've decided on the team name Sashimi Rollin'. Thanks, Eligio. I've recently come to love playing the tent umbrella, but unfortunately, I also know that if you want an easier shot at victory, you don't use one of the worst competitive weapons in the game. It's sad, but I've come to terms and will be sticking with my trusty splatter shot. Don't go anywhere, Tenta. I'll be back for you. I promise. And that's it! Got any feedback? Leave me a voice message on the Anchor app, or just send me a tweet at LPTiger. LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.